I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. The TPS People's Summit was held this week in Washington. Thousands of people with temporary protected status and their supporters took part. They're originally from all over the world and live all across this country. They came to Washington to ask Congress for permanent residency and to march. It was a family affair in many ways, and the activists were not just adults. There are also children of TPS holders who had an event of their own, and The World's Tanya Karas was there.
On Monday, there was a group of about 15 children whose parents are from El Salvador. The children are American. They were born in the Boston area. And they put together a play for a couple members of Congress and their aides. And the play, it depicts their real lives, real life things that have happened to them. And so it depicts their fears. It depicts them decorating a Christmas tree and worried that this is going to be the last Christmas that they're going to be able to spend with their parents. The whole play was kind of about that and the major decisions that families are having to make at this moment.
Well, let's hear a little part of this play you saw.
My name is Brian. I'm 13 years old and I love soccer. I used to avoid hanging out with my dad, instead of playing soccer with my friends. But now I make sure to spend every single moment with him now. His memory won't be temporary to me, but to you it may be.
So Brian was speaking pretty quickly there, but he said he used to avoid hanging out with his dad, you know, just teenage angst and stuff. But now he spends every moment with his dad because he's afraid he's going to forget him when he's gone. That is pretty intense stuff. What else did you learn about Brian?
It is pretty intense. Brian, he is a typical 13-year-old. He grew up here. He grew up in the Boston area. He loves soccer. I was with them over a period of a few days, and it's true what he says. He does really spend every single moment with his dad. And like a lot of kids this week, their parents pulled them out of school and brought them here to Washington. They came from all over the United States to advocate for the parents to be able to get permanent residency.
There was also in this play a 17-year-old named Jacqueline, who's the oldest of four kids.
Why is my government doing this to me? Why are you letting them do this to me?
Before the play, Tanya, you spoke with Jacqueline. I'd like us to hear what she told you.
If my parents were to leave, I'd like try to fight and see if financially I can stay with my sister. But that would mean I'm supposed to start college in the fall. So that would mean I have to drop out of school before I even start college and just get like a full-time job, try to keep up with everything. We'd have to sell the house we have right now.
So Jacqueline's demand from the stage we heard a moment ago, why are you letting them do this? That makes me want to know who was in the audience and what their reaction was to her question.
So in the audience, there were a bunch of congressional aides. There was also Massachusetts Representative Jim McGovern and a lot of aides of Representative Ayanna Pressley and several other mostly Democratic congressional aides. They were all in the audience. Even though there weren't too many members of Congress in the audience that day, word did trickle out that this was happening, that the kids were in town and that lots of TPS holders were in town. And so the kids were actually invited back the next day to talk with several different members of Congress and share their stories. Mm. So in that sense, I do think that their play was successful in its goal, which is to get the people in power to hear their voices.
And what about for the kids themselves, the kids in the play? I mean, they're processing some pretty heavy experiences. How did being in the play help them? Do you have any sense?
I think that it provided an outlet for them to feel like they were doing something. Even if it was small, it was a really big deal for them. And actually, at the end of the play, the lights came back on, the room got really quiet, and all of the kids started crying because they had been practicing this play for months and months. And I think that as soon as they finished and they just sort of realized that their message had been heard, you know, they had people who have in the room who have the ear of people in power, and they did feel that they'd accomplished something.
So now the actors, the marchers, the activists are heading home. What is next for TPS activists and their movement?
This was the first major national event that they've held. And so now they're all going to go back home and try to continue their activism, try to continue getting legislation passed. The fight really isn't over until they can get something permanent passed.
Tanya Karas, an immigration editor here at The World, thanks very much for telling us about the TPS Summit.
Thank you, Marco.
We've got photos of the play's performers over at theworld.org.